Non-commercial movies are almost rampant over the next week, with six offerings and only the two tonight conflicting with each other. Soul of a People, Writing American Story, about the WPA's Depression Decade effort to produce guidebooks to make up a self-portrait of the United States, with author and co-producer David A. Taylor to lead discussion, shows tonight at 7 in the lower level of ABLA Library at WSU. And tonight at 8, the Tallgrass Alfresco series shows Billy Wilder's super classic Sunset Boulevard, with Gloria Swanson coming out of retirement in one of the most spectacular comeback roles of all time as a silent screen actress who won't face the ravages of time and slowly goes mad, opposite William Holden and Eric von Stroheim at the Brickyard, 129 North Rock Island. Then tomorrow, Friday, the Laurel and Hardy Fan Club shows Fra Diavolo, the Devil's Brother, and selected comedy shorts in Calvary Methodist Church, 2525 North Rock Road at 6:30. Two Metropolitan Operas are coming up, Puccini's La Boheme at 2:30 Sunday, and Puccini's Turandot, with a stage setup you will not believe, at 6:30 Wednesday in the Murdoch Theater's 536 North Broadway. And finally, the League of Women Voters presents Hilary Swank as Alice Paul and Frances O'Connor as Lucy Burns in Iron-Jawed Angels, a true story of early fighters for women rights, at 6:30 Tuesday in the Downtown Senior Center, 200 South Walnut, one block south of Douglas and one east of Seneca. Which leaves us hardly time to discuss a couple of first-rate grown-up commercial features, Solitary Man and Mother and Child. Both seem to represent what a recent article suggested, a new genre of movies that has sneaked up and established itself without our noticing what was happening. A good recent example was Please Give, and a slightly less clear one was City Island. These movies have little of what most of us call a central plot, maybe not even a central character. They feature a succession of little vignettes too short to be developed into scenes, involving half a dozen loosely associated characters, with vignettes related by theme more than by story. There's a widening and maybe deepening understanding of the characters in the general situation, but in the end, we are in much the same situation we started out with the characters revealing themselves but not changing much. This is all supposedly in service of a new concept of realism, reflecting the fact that in real life, there are no real beginnings and endings or even boundaries. Things just keep rolling along, merging and diverging, shifting with circumstances, inconsistent and uncontrollable except for brief periods. This kind of thing deprives us of so much that we look for that it demands extremely good writing and acting, both of which Solitary Man and Mother and Child provide. But Mother and Child throws in too much of mysteriously similar patterns of life between generations, like studies of Siamese twins who grow up apart, and is too unrealistic, I am told, about adoption, medicine, and law to be an accurate representation of life. Still, I'd give Solitary Man a 4, and the lady I talked to gave Mother and Child a 4, and I did not argue with it. Jim Erickson, over and out.